Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now in Exodus chapter 26. I'm going to do the first 14 verses of Exodus chapter 26. We're going to talk about one topic, the coverings of the tabernacle. This is going to be a little bit technical, a little bit complicated, but it's in the Bible, and so we're going to cover it. Our context is this, in our last chapter, Exodus 25, verses 23 through 40, we looked at the bread of the presence, the table for the bread of the presence, and the lampstand. So we finished with the furniture of the tabernacle. Now we're going to look at the coverings of the tabernacle. Starting now at Exodus 26, verses 1 through 6, you are to construct the tabernacle itself with 10 curtains. Now, when we say curtains here, don't think of something that hangs over a door, over a window. These are panels of cloth, is what they are, pieces of cloth that are going to go over the frame, the wooden frame of the tabernacle itself. They don't go through in a doorway or a window. There are no windows in the tabernacle. There are a couple of doorways, but these curtains have nothing to do with the doorways. Going on now with verse 1, you must make them of finely spun linen, these curtains, these panels of cloth, and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn with a design of cherubim worked into them. Each curtain should be 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. I'm using the Holman Christian Study Bible that puts the cubits, puts the measurement in feet instead of cubits. As we go down, I'm going to use cubits, though, as we calculate the length of these curtains, because the numbers are even with cubits. They're not even with feet. Each curtain, but feet gives you a feel for it. If you are an English-speaking listener, each curtain should be 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. All the curtains are to have the same measurements. 5 of the curtains should be joined together. Now, as I give you these measurements, these panels of cloth, these pieces of cloth, are going sideways across the tabernacle. Not long ways, but sideways. 5 of the curtains should be joined together, and the other 5 curtains joined together. Make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the last curtain on the first set, the first set of 5 curtains, and do the same on the edge of the outermost curtain in the second set. All right, so there's going to be 2 sets of curtains, 2 sets of cloth, and they're going to be joined together. They're going to be joined together, as we'll see, right where the holy place runs into the Holy of Holies. Verse 5, make 50 loops on the one curtain and make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. So you got 5 pieces of cloth, and they're going to be hooked together. There's 2 sections of cloth consisting of 5 panels each, and these 2 sections of cloth are going to be tied together with gold clasp. The loops are going to line up together. Verse 6, also make 50 gold clasps and join the curtain together with the clasps so that the tabernacle may be a single unit. Now these loops are of blue yarn tied together with gold clasps. Now, let's look at the New American Standard translation here. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall have the same measurements. Now, a cubit is a foot and a half, most probably, and that's the measurement that everybody uses. But we're going to use cubits here because we can see this a lot better, and it's difficult because you're listening and I can look at a picture, but we're going to try anyway. First of all, 4 cubits wide. You got 10 curtains times 4 cubits. That's 40 cubits. And remember, the width of these pieces of cloth are going to be laid, or the length of these pieces of cloth are going to be laid sideways over the tabernacle, so the width of the cloth goes over the length of the tabernacle. Well, 40 cubits covers the top of the tabernacle and the back, because if you recall, the holy place is 20 cubits long. The Holy of Holy is 10 cubits long. That's 30. So if you lay these 2 sections of cloth over the top of the tabernacle, that's 30, and then you got 10 cubits left over to drop down over the back of the tabernacle, that's 40 cubits. So there's your 40 cubits going widthwise with the pieces of cloth. Now, of course, the front of the tabernacle is left open for the entrance, the 4 pillars there and the entrance with that we'll look at later, but you go through that entrance, and this linen top that we're putting on the this finely spun linen that we're putting on top of the tabernacle is 40 cubits wide, and it covers the length and the back of the tabernacle. Now it says that the length of these pieces of cloth, each one of them, each of those 10 pieces, are 28 cubits. Now remember, these pieces of cloth are laid sideways over the tabernacle, so that means you got 10 cubits up one side, 10 cubits across the top and 10 cubits down the other side. That's 30 cubits. But these pieces of cloth are only 28 cubits. Well, what happened to the other two cubits? Well, one cubit leaves open on one, is left open on one side. One cubit is left open on the other side. And those, that empty spot there will be covered by the second layer under the blue linen cloth, or above, excuse me, above the blue linen cloth, which is the goat's hair, the black goat's hair that's laid on top. And we read in verse 8, that goat's hair is 30 cubits long, 10 up one side, 10 across the top, 10 down the other. So the goat's hair will cover the gap that's left by the linen with the cherubim woven in. This will keep the linen out of the elements. The goat's hair will protect it. Now, of course, there's two layers on top of the goat's hair, the red, the ramskin dyed red, and the sea cow or porpoise skin, whatever that is, laid on top. Those measurements are not given. I'm assuming they're 30 cubits long, and they'll run all the way down to the bottom to protect the goat's hair and to protect the linen. It doesn't say. I just assume that. Now, I mentioned the four layers of cloth on top of this. No, I shouldn't say cloth. The four layers of material on top of the tabernacle. We're talking now about the inner lining, which is embroidered linen, had cherubim, blue, purple, and scarlet cherubim woven into the linen. And that was layer number one. Layer number two is the outer covering of goat hair. Layer number three is the ram skin dyed red. And that really is leather, ram skin. It's really leather. And then porpoise skin, or sea cows, as the NIV has it. And the translation is totally confusing, and there's a million different translations, because nobody knows what the Hebrew word means. But for whatever it was, let's just assume it's a sea cow, whatever that is. Well, that's going to be leather too. So there are your four coverings over the tabernacle. Now, internally, the ceiling was flat. The outer skins may have made a slope, but no one knows, as the NIV Study Bible says. Well, to be honest with you, I really don't see how they could make a slope, because there's no, the length is 10 times 10 times 10 plus 10 plus 10, 30 cubits. If you make a slope out of what's on the top, then 30 cubits is not going to cover the tabernacle. So I'm a little confused about why the NIV Study Bible says that. I would assume the thing's flat. I actually saw a picture on Google Images of a sloped top of the tabernacle, but most of the pictures, I think if you'll look, you'll see that the tabernacle is flat, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, the threads that are woven into this linen are blue, purple, and scarlet. I don't know what color the linen was, but blue, purple, and scarlet are royal colors, as the NIV Study Bible says. The dyes for the blue and purple colors came from Mediterranean shellfish, primarily the murex, as the NIV Study Bible says. The dyeing industry was so important that it gave the Promised Land two famous names, both of which mean land of purple. Canaan means the land of purple, and Phoenicia means the land of purple. Now, the scarlet color that was woven into the linen, that came from the dye from the eggs and carcasses of the worm Coccus ilicus, which attaches itself to the leaves of the holly plant. So they had a way to make scarlet dye. So the blue and purple and scarlet thread or yarn was woven into the linen. I'm assuming the linen was white, so that make a very beautiful, colorful linen cloth to cover the tabernacle. Now, the cherubim, the blue and the scarlet and the purple threads, were woven into patterns of cherubim. Of course, these are the angel. I take it's angels. People don't really know exactly what these cherubim are, but I think most people say they're angelic type beings. Now, of course, the cherubim are on both ends of the Ark of the Tabernacle, as we saw in the last chapter, and they are woven as solid gold into the mercy seat, and they're looking at each other, and their wings are shielding the mercy seat and lifted up to heaven. And what's above these cherubim, right above the mercy seat, the Shekinah glory of God. 2 Kings 19:15, Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, the God of Israel, who are enthroned above the cherubim. That's because that's where the Shekinah glory was, above the cherubim in the Holy of Holies. 1 Samuel 4:4, so the people sent to Shiloh, and from there they carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who sits above the cherubim. 2 Samuel 6:2, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him to Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name, the very name of the Lord of Hosts, who is enthroned above the cherubim. He's not only above the cherubim, he's enthroned above the cherubim, which means he's sitting as a king. Psalm 99:1, the Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. So that phrase shows up a good bit in the Old Testament. God is enthroned above the cherubim. I said they were probably angels. Jameson Forson Brown says it's not known with certainty. John Gill suggests maybe birds, maybe winged animals, including or mythical winged animals, which have never been seen before, possibly young men, possibly oxen. Adam Clark says a creature with four heads and one body. He got that by looking at Ezekiel and Revelation. We don't know. I'm just going to call them angels. Now think of this linen that's laid across the frame of the tabernacle. There's five of them, each one 4 cubits wide. That's a 20-cubit wide panel. If you start at the eastern end where the door, where the gate is, facing east, and you lay that linen across, and you go 20 cubits, well, that's the length of the holy place. So that means where the loops of blue yarn are, where the gold clasps go through the yarn to hold them together. The gold rings go through the loops and hold the two sections together, the two 20-cubit wide sections. Well, the second panel of cloth that's 20 cubits wide will start there at the doorway between the holy place and the Holy of Holies, and then we'll go 10 cubits, which covers the top of the Holy of Holies, and then the second panel of linen will drop down in the back of the Holy of Holies and go all the way down to the ground. And so that will take care of the 40 cubit width of the two 20 cubit sections of linen. I didn't mention what the gate that's facing toward the east, the front door of the tabernacle. This linen curtain that lays over the top doesn't cover the door, but there was a covering there. It was a screen. This is from conservapedia.com. Quote, the east side of the tent was open, and five pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold guarded that entrance. A screen of blue and purple and scarlet formed the east wall and hung on hooks of gold. So there was a true curtain that hung over the doorway facing the east. We go now to Exodus 26:7-9. Then you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall have the same measurements. You shall join 5 curtains by themselves and the other 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. And I'm sure you're going to have trouble picturing that. So let's look at it more closely. First of all, there's 11, not 10. So that makes a total, and these goat's hairs are going to be straddling the tabernacle, going from side to side, left to right. And so the width of the curtain shall cover the length of the tabernacle. Ah, so what's the length? What is the width of all these curtains? 44 cubits. All right, let's start at the very back of the tabernacle, the western end. We got the back to go up. That's 10 cubits. We then go toward the east, 10 cubits over the top of the Holy of Holies. That's 20 cubits. Then we keep going east over the top of the holy place. That's 20 more cubits. That's 40 cubits. Ah, now we have 4 cubits left over. Well, we drop that down over the front. But it says we're not going to just drop it down over the front for 4 cubits. We're going to double it up. Actually, that's not stated there in our verses 7 through 9. It's stated in verse 13. I'll just give you a heads up on that. And so this goat's hair covering is laid right over the linen in just the way that I said. The only difference between the goat's hair and the linen, the goat's hair covering and the linen covering, is that the length of each piece of goat's hair is 30 cubits. That covers the distance from the ground up 10 cubits, over the top 10 cubits, and back down the other side 10 cubits for a total of 30. Whereas the linen was only 28, which means there was a foot missing at the bottom of each side. 9 up one side, 10 across the top, that's 19. And then 9 down the other side is 28 instead of 30. So there's a gap of a cubit at the bottom of each of the linen cloth on each side. But this goat's hair was 30 cubits, and so that extra cubit on each side would cover up the linen and protect it. So that's one difference. Each section sideways is an extra 2 cubits long. But also, as we put these pieces of goat's hair width to width, we end up with 44 cubits, whereas the linen was only 40 cubits. That's because the extra 4 cubits went down over the front door, which is facing the east, and then doubled up. So it dropped down 2 cubits. And I said the doubling over was not mentioned in this verse. Oh, yes, it is. Verse 9, you shall double over the sixth curtain at the front of the tent. We go now to Exodus 26, 10 through 13. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the first set. We're still talking about the goat's hair covering now. 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. All right, the first set covers the back of the tabernacle and the top of the Holy of Holies, the back of the Holy of Holies and the top of the Holy of Holies, and then you got the edge there, and there's 50 loops there. You hook those up with bronze clasped to the yarn loops, and it's probably blue loops too, and then you got another 24 cubits, 20 to cover the holy place and 4 to drop down over the front, doubled up. Notice that they're bronze clasped holding. Now, and notice, first of all, that the seam where the goat's hair covering sections are joined together with the loops, that is right over where the linen is joined together with loops, and that's right over the doorway between the holy place and the Holy of Holies. Notice that in the case of the covering of goat's hair, that the 50 clasps are of bronze, not gold. The closer one gets to the furniture, to the Holy of Holies, to the inside of the tabernacle, the more valuable the clasps are. The closer one gets to the elements, to the rain and the sun and the wind, the less valuable the clasps are. The inner clasps are gold. That's close to where the holiness of God was. Now, I don't think I mentioned this when I read verse 6, or didn't point it out. The scripture says here, make 50 gold clasps. So the linen is held together with gold clasps. And now we're talking about the goat's hair covering. It's made together with bronze clasps. So that makes my point. Closer to the elements, the less valuable the clasp. Closer to the Holy of Holies, closer to the inside of the tabernacle where God is, the more valuable the clasps are. They're gold. Now we have a problem in verse 12, which says this. The overlapping part that is left over in the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that is left over, shall lap over the back of the tabernacle. That sounds like it's the half of the easternmost section, the easternmost panel, the easternmost section, which consists of five panels. It sounds like that's what's left over, the four cubits left over, doubled over. But that can't be, because it says that which is left over shall lap over the back of the tabernacle, not the front door. It's very confusing. The answer is the half curtain that is left over is referring to the backmost section that consists of five panels. That's the section that of which 10 cubits run over the top of the Holy of Holies, and the other 10 cubits run down the back of the Holy of Holies. Verse 13 says, the cubit on one side and the cubit on the other of what is left over in the length of the curtains of the tent shall lap over the sides of the tabernacle on one side, on the other side to cover it. That's referring to the extra cubit, because remember, the linen is only 28 cubits. But the goat's hair is 30 cubits, so that leaves a cubit on one side, as verse 13 says, of what's left over the length, and a cubit that's left over in the length of the goat's hair shall lap over the other side of the tabernacle to cover it. So that explains that last verse. We go now to verse 14, Exodus 26. You shall make a covering for the tents the tabernacle. You shall make a covering for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering of porpoise skins above. Porpoise is the New American Standard. The Holman Christian Study Bible says fine leather. They just kind of punted that. They didn't say what kind of leather it was. It was just fine leather. But whatever. Two more coverings of the tabernacle on top of the linen and the goat's hair. The first is the ram skin dyed red. The fourth is the so-called porpoise skin, the fine leather, NIV has sea cows, whatever. Now, the dimensions are not given of this covering. I would assume they're 30 cubits running side to side so that it would cover over the goat's hair. It would look nice. It would look stupid, I think, if it was any shorter. So now that means the linen covering has three coverings to protect it. It has goat's hair, it's got ram skin dyed red, and it's got fine leather or porpoise skins or sea cow skins, whatever, which I'm sure were waterproof. If there were porpoise skins, you know porpoise skins going to be waterproof. Ladies and gentlemen, we are finished with the first 14 verses of Exodus 26. I'm sure it was a little bit complicated. I'm sure if you had this nice picture, you could see it as well as and understand it. But talking makes, to describe it orally without having pictures makes it difficult. But I can assure you that all the measurements match perfectly, and there's not a problem here. And so now we are prepared to go to Exodus 26, starting with verse 15. In that chapter, we will continue from verse 15 to verse 37. I will entitle it, The Frame and Curtains of the Tabernacle. I hope you stay tuned for that audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.